This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إنهم يرونه بعيدا. Why are they behaving like this? Why do they keep asking? And why do they keep mocking? Because indeed they, يرونه, they see it, meaning the punishment, as بعيدا, as far, distant. They think it's never going to come. ونراه, and we see it, as قريبا, as one that is near. They think the day of judgment is very far, or death is far, or something terrible that might happen to them is far. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. But we see it as very near, because whatever is on its way is near. Isn't it? Once the countdown has begun, then it is near. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. And really, if you think about it, many times people think that the consequences of their evil is far. The wrong that they're doing, its consequences are far. Which is why they continue their wrong. And it's one wrong action followed by another, isn't it? Why? Because they think that the consequences are far. Whereas in reality, the consequences are very near. So for instance, a person decides that they're just going to, take their dad's car and go off for a nice drive in the middle of the night, and who's going to find out? Nobody's going to know. Go for some street racing or something, and what happens? What happens? Some consequences. May Allah protect, but many times it happens. An accident, car crash, something like that. نَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. You think it's far. It's not going to happen. Nothing bad will happen. Before anybody wakes up, we'll be back. But what happened? نَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Before you know, you see the consequences. Anything wrong we are doing in our lives, why do we do it? How do we justify it? We think, never going to be caught. It's okay. It'll be fine. Think of it this way. A person keeps eating unhealthy. And they think, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. And then eventually, or very soon, they're told that your health is in a terrible condition. You better change what you're eating. You better change your lifestyle. You better change what you put in your body. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. يَوْمَ, on the day when, تَكُونُ السَّمَاءُ, the sky will be, كَالْمُهْلِ, like murky oil. It is the day when the sky will be like murky oil. The condition of the sky will completely change. Its appearance will change on the day of judgment. And here it is said it will be like muhl. Muhl is molten metal, molten brass. And it's also used for murky oil. So oil that's not clear and clean, rather oil that is old, it has been used many times, so it's dirty, it's sticky, it's thick, it's got lots of black stuff in it. That is muhl. It's not beautiful at all. Kal muhl, the color of the sky will change. Right now it's blue, clear. Then it will be like murky oil. In Surah Al-Rahman, ayah 37, Allah says, فَإِذَا شَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ. It will be rose-colored. كَالدِّهَانِ. In Surah Al-Haqqah, ayah 16, Allah says, وَانْشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَهِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَهِيَ. It will be weak. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ. And the mountains will be like عِهْن. What is عِهْن? Wool. But wool that has been ruffled up, that has been loosened up. It's not well compacted together, but it's been pulled apart. This is عِهْن. And it's also used for wool that is colored. It's not white. Don't think of wool today, nice and white. No, it's brown, beige, dark, in dirty colors. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ. In Surah Al-Qari'ah also, وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. Why will mountains be like wool? What does wool represent? Lightness. It looks big, but it's so light. Isn't it? So mountains that are solid, firm, heavy, on the day of judgment, they will be floating. Because وَحُمِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ فَدُكَّتَ دَكَّةً وَاحِدًا. They'll be crumbled, crushed to powder. So powder is weightless. when it's floating in the air, it doesn't have any weight. So this is what will happen to the mountains. Blown. Kal'ihn. In Surah Fatir, ayah 27, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ دُدَدٌ بِيضٌ وَحُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا. That how mountains are of different colors. So on the Day of Judgment, imagine when they're blown up. Kal'ihn. Different colors also. وَلَا يَسْأَلُ. And he will not ask. Who will not ask? حَمِيمٌ. Any friend. No friend will ask. About who? About Hamima, about another friend. You see, it's possible that there is a person about whom you think that you are their best friend. You think that you are their best friend, but they don't think like that about you. You understand? Sometimes you think that you're really tight with somebody, really close to them. You're their best friend. But they don't consider you like a best friend. Hear what is said, Hamimun Hamima, that both are best friends to each other. So you can imagine this level of friendship. But Allah says that on that day, no best friend will ask about another best friend. And remember, Hamim is someone who feels for you, because Hamim is boiling hot water also, bubbling. Boiling, there is movement. So this person feels for you, cares about you, they get angry for you, they will fight for you, they will defend you. But on the Day of Judgment, they won't even ask about you. لَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا. Why? Because each person will be preoccupied with their own predicament. يُبَصَّرُونَهُمْ. They will be shown each other. يُبَصَّرُونَ from بَصَّرَ. بَصَدْرَ. بَصَّرَ is to show something to someone in a way that they recognize it. You understand? To show something to someone such that they recognize it. So, يُبَصَّرُونَ. They will be shown. Whom? Them. Meaning a best friend will be made to see his friend in that crowd, in that great gathering. And he will not just see him, but he will recognize him. Yet he will not ask about his friend. You see, for instance, something terrible happens. And you ask your friend, where were you? Why didn't you come? Why didn't you ask about me? And what do they say? I had no idea. I didn't see you there. Allah says, يُبَصَّرُونَهُمْ. They will be made to see and recognize each other. Yet they will not care about each other. They will ignore each other. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ. The criminal will wish, لَوْ يَفْتَدِي. If only he could ransom, مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمَئِذٍ. From the punishment of that day, how would he ransom himself? بِبَنِيهِ. With his sons, with his children. The criminal will wish to give all of his children as ransom in order to free himself from the punishment. This is how selfish people will become on the Day of Judgment. That a person will not even care about his children. In this world, generally what happens? People risk their lives to save the lives of their children. Isn't it? They're willing to donate their blood, to donate their organs, to save the lives of their children. They're willing to give up their life savings, to put themselves in danger. On the Day of Judgment, a person will wish to give up all of his children to free himself from the punishment. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ. Not just his children, but also his wife. وَأَخِيهِ. And his brother. He will happily push his wife into hellfire to save himself from it. He will happily say, take my friend, my best friend, into hellfire and let me go. Happily. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ. And also his fasila, his nearest kindred. Fasila from فَصَاد لَام. Fasila is basically used for the closest family members of a person. Basically, the word is used for the children of a paternal grandfather. Think of his children and grandchildren. Those whom you share your lineage with. And this word is used fasila because a person is fasl of them, meaning he is a detached part of them. He is part of them. So وَفَصِيلَتِهِ, his nearest kindred, he will wish to give them up, he will wish to send them into hellfire to save himself. But this fasila is which one? Allati tu'wihi, that which sheltered him. Tu'wihi, awa yu'wi, iwa. What does it mean? It has many meanings. One of the meanings is to hug someone, to embrace someone. Like we learned that Yusuf alayhi salam, when he saw his father, when he saw his brother, awa ilayhi. The interpretation of that is that he hugged him, he embraced him. So, allati tu'wihi, the family, the relatives that embraced him, that nurtured him in their laps. Have you ever seen grandparents embracing their grandchildren? That how, even in that old age, or with that back pain and with that arm pain, that grandmother will not put down the baby. She won't. That grandfather will happily carry that baby. And even when that baby is like 8 years old, 10 years old, they will still embrace him. Isn't it? But that same family, a person will be willing to throw them into hellfire to save himself. Those who hugged him, embraced him, showed love to him, those in whose laps he was raised, he will happily throw them into hellfire if that would mean that he would be saved. Allati tu'wihi. Another meaning of the word tu'wihi is that the one who, allati tu'wihi, meaning the one who sheltered him, the one who protected him, the one who defended him. Another interpretation is the one who lodged him, gave him a home. Allati tu'wihi, those that he lived with. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, ayah 101, Allah says, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ. When the trumpet will be blown, there will be no relationship between the people. None at all. They'll be alone. But this will be the condition of who? Those who are on their way to hell. Because this is in order to ransom himself from the punishment. So it is those who will be punished on the Day of Judgment who will have no relationship with their blood relatives anymore, who will have no friendship with their best friends anymore. الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Those who believe in Allah, those who are His righteous servants, then their friendships will continue in the hereafter also. Their relationships will continue in the hereafter also. Because when we learn about the righteous in the hereafter, what descriptions do we find? What descriptions do we find? For example, we learn that even in the hashr, in the gathering, in the great gathering, under the throne of Allah, will be who? People who loved each other for the sake of Allah. If this is where friends for the sake of Allah are, then what do you think about families that helped each other? Blood relatives that helped each other in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about his grandsons, about Fatima radiallahu anha, about Ali radiallahu anhu, that how they will be with him on the Day of Judgment. Why? Because they were all righteous. They were all in the way of Allah. They helped each other in the way of Allah. So this condition is of who? Those who stop each other from the way of Allah. Because you see, the one who is not loyal to Allah, then he will not be loyal to anybody. So if our friends and if our relatives are stopping us from Allah, or we are stopping them from Allah, then this friendship, this relationship will finish on the Day of Judgment. It will turn into enmity on the Day of Judgment. It will turn into hatred and revenge on the Day of Judgment. But if these relationships are a means of drawing close to Allah, then this will be an everlasting relationship. وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِيهِ. Allah says, وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Not just his family, but he will also willingly give up whoever that is in the earth, جَمِيعًا, entirely. Meaning, if he was given the option that all of humanity and all the animals and all, every creature that ever lived on earth, you have to bring them in order to save yourself from hellfire. If the criminal was given this option, would he take it? Yes. He would say, okay, fine. All the creation of the earth, go to hell. Let me go. He would be willing to give up everyone in order to save himself from that punishment. But will it be accepted? No, it won't be. Because no person will bear the burden of another. No, no one is going to be punished for the sin of another. And if a person were to bring even the earth's fill of gold, will that be taken? No. So if a person offers all of humanity, will that be taken as ransom? No. What is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked of us today? Very little. He has not asked us for the earth's fill of gold. He has not asked that we should slaughter our families. He has not asked us that we should separate and abandon our loved ones. No. He has not asked us for this. He has asked us for very little. And if we don't do that today, then look at the condition of such people on the Day of Judgment. In Surah Fatir, ayah 18, Allah says, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No bearer of burden will bear the burden of another. In Surah Luqman, ayah 33, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِهِ وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازٍ عَنْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا. No father can avail his son, and no son can avail his father. In Surah Al-An'am, ayah 94, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. You have come to us alone, just as we created you the first time. Alone, a person will come. He will not be able to give anyone as ransom. Kalla, Allah says no. What does kalla do? It's a refutation. So his wish is being refuted. Whose wish? The wish of the mujrim. Because look at the ayah, يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ. The criminal will wish. He will badly wish and desire and want to ransom himself by giving all his children. To ransom himself by giving his wife. Ransom himself by giving up his best friend. Ransom himself by giving his family. Ransom himself by giving all of the creation on earth. But will it work? Will this wish come true? Kalla, no way. It's not going to happen. No person will be punished for the sin of another. If he has come as a criminal on the Day of Judgment, then he will have to see. He will have to take the punishment of that crime. And what is that punishment? إِنَّهَا لَظَى. Indeed, it is لَظَى. What is لَظَى? Hellfire. The adab of the Day of Judgment. This hellfire is لَظَى. What is لَظَى? لَظَى is used for al-lahabul khalis, pure flame, pure fire. Jahannam is pure fire. 100%. Innaha lagha. And this pure fire, meaning only fire, what is this going to do? Naza'atan. One that will rip away. لِشَّوَى. All the shawa, all the exteriors. It will rip away the exteriors. نَزَّعَ, from نَزَّعَ, to pull. But نَزَّعَ, what does it mean? To pull away harshly, forcibly, severely. It will extract, remove, snatch away, pull away, rip away. What will it rip away? Ash-shawa. Shawa is the plural of the word shawat. Sheen waw ya. And this word is used for the scalp, the skin of the head, or the skin of the face. And some have said that this word applies to the exteriors of the body, meaning the hands, the feet, the head. Some have said that shawa refers to the entire skin or whatever is on the exterior. So hair, skin, hands, feet, head. نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى. So severe is this lava, this fire, that it will rip away, pull away burn completely, eat up right away all the exteriors. This is how severe this fire is. And in the Quran we learn that it will not just burn the exterior, but also the interior. As we learn that كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَةِ أَلَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. That will rise up to the hearts. It will reach up to the heart. It will go, it will penetrate. نَزَّعَةً لِلشَّوَى تَدْعُو. It will call. It will call who? Man adbara wa tawalla. The person who adbara, who turned his back, and tawalla, he turned away, he went away. Meaning in the world, the person who adbara, who turned his back on the truth, and tawalla, he went away from obedience to Allah, from accepting. On the day of judgment, hell is going to tad'u, it's going to call him. Hell will speak. Hell will speak. Here we see tad'u, it will call out the criminals. Just imagine a frightening monster that can hurt you in an instant is calling you from behind you and calling you by name. Tad'u. We learn in the Quran that hellfire will speak. Hal min mazid? Is there any more? And here, tad'u, it will call the criminals. Here, come you, oh this person. Oh person with this name, oh person with that name. Come here, where are you going? You can't run away. Tad'u man adbara wa tawalla wa jama'a fa'aw'a. When he turned his back to Allah, and he turned away from Allah's command, what did this person do in the world? Jama'a. He gathered, he collected. Collected what? Collected the things of this world. That is what he ran after, the dunya. And when he collected the things of this world, what did he do with them? فَأَوْعَى. Then he hoarded. أَوْعَى وَاوْ عَيْنْ يَا وَعِي تَعِيَهَا أُذُنٌ وَاعِيَةٌ. What does it mean? To retain something. Retain in memory what you have heard. Meaning, you don't let it go. You don't forget it. You remember it in your mind. That is wa'i. So here, awa, meaning he retained his wealth. He kept it. He didn't give of it. He didn't share it. He just kept it all with himself. Jama'a fa'awa. He amassed wealth. And he did not share it. He did not give zakat. He did not spend on the needy. Earlier also we learned, وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. You know, so many times that the description of the people of hell is given, their greed is mentioned. Their selfishness is mentioned. That how they kept money just for themselves. They didn't spend on others. They didn't encourage the spending on others. And here we see, gathered and hoarded. And when the people of Jannah are mentioned, what is mentioned? That how they spend on others. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. يُنْفِقُونَ. They spend. Of the characteristics of the people of Jannah is that they spend their wealth on others. And of the characteristics of the people of hell is that they only think about themselves. And we need to think that whatever money I have, whatever things I possess, what do I use them for? What do I use them for? Is my concern only myself? My dress and my shoes and my car and my this and my that? Or do I think about others also? وَجَمَعَ فَأَوْعَى. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ. Allah says, indeed the human being, خُلِقَ, he has been created, هَلُوعَ, anxious. He has been created very anxious. It's in his nature to become very anxious. What is halur? Halur is from halam ain, hala'a. And hala'a means to be impatient. Basically, it's used for when a person is very small-hearted, you know, small heart, in the sense that stingy, very touchy, mind very quickly, get offended very quickly, can't have much sabr, cannot wait, he becomes hasty, upset over minor things, gives up because of little problems, reacts very greatly, haris, you know, very eager and greedy for things that are not permissible. So, halur, meaning a person who is stingy, who is greedy, extremely impatient. So there is a combination of greed and stinginess and impatience. Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. Man has been created like this. Meaning this is in man's nature. And really if you think about it, children, they have this in them. They're halur. They're halur. Something small breaks and it's as if the whole world has been destroyed. They don't get one thing that they want and look at how they cry. Isn't it? This is within children. Now what happens is that with age, people should grow up. Isn't it? Which means that if things are not your way, you are patient. And you think not just about yourself, but also others. But some people, they don't grow up. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. The detail of halur is given. That إِذَا... What is halur? That إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ. When some evil touches him, جَزُوعًا. Very, very impatient. Jazar is the opposite of sabr. Sabr is to be patient. Jazar is to lose it. So, إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ. When some evil touches him, he becomes very impatient. What kind of evil? Like for example, he lost something. Or he fell ill. Or something that he really likes, you know, it broke. Or he lost it. Lost a loved one. So, what happens? He becomes jazur. What does jazur mean? He becomes very unhappy, very worried, very apprehensive. And he is not patient over there. He's not happy over there. He does not expect reward from Allah. He does not hope for anything better. So when a difficulty comes his way, he loses hope. He loses control. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ. And when some good touches him, like what? Wealth, health, things are his way, things are perfect, the way he wants them to be. What does he do? He becomes manu'a. Very, very manu'a. Manu'a, manu'a. Manu'a is to stop. So he doesn't give others. Withholding. He withholds a lot. So he doesn't spend of it. He doesn't share anything from it. He doesn't thank Allah for it. So we see over here two extremes. That in difficulty, in الضراء, how does he become? Impatient. And in ease, in السراء, what does he do? He becomes selfish. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. This is within people. Impatience and greed. Impatience and stinginess. This is within people. And here, we need to look at ourselves. That really, when I get something good, like for example, think of it this way. Somebody gives you $100. You know, your aunt comes from a different country and she says, I wasn't able to bring you any gift, so here, get something for yourself. So with that cash, what are you going to do? You got some khair. What are you going to do? We get some shar sometimes. You had some money and you lost it. So that cash, you got it, $100, you thought you kept it in your purse, you go and you don't find it anywhere. What happens to us? Do we blame others? You stole it. You took it. What happens to us? إِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. Now this is our test. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an that وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Whoever is saved from the stinginess of his soul, then it is those who are righteous. Because it's very easy to become impatient. It's very easy to lose control. It's very easy to lose hope. And it's very easy to become selfish and stingy. Very easy. I'm sure you've maybe experienced this or witnessed it or heard about it, that how a person, as soon as they got their job and as soon as they started making money, it's as if they forgot their relatives. They just became very strange with them. They kept a distance with them. It happens to people. And this is our test. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, the son of Adam grows old, but two desires in him remain young. The desire for wealth and the desire for life. With age, the desire for money, it only grows, it only increases. So for khayr, he's very manure. That even when it comes to a pizza, right, doesn't want to share. Doesn't. What if I get hungry? It's an entire pizza. Doesn't want to share. Manure. We will listen to the recitation.
إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا يوم تكون السماء كالمهل وتكون الجبال كالعهن ولا يسأل حميم حميما يبصرونهم يود المجرم لو يفتدي من عذاب يومئذ ببنيه وصاحبته وأخيه وفصيلته التي تؤويه ومن في الأرض جميعا ثم ينجيه كلا إنها لظى نزاعة للشوى تدعو من أدبر وتولى وجمع فأوعى إن الإنسان خلق هلوعا إذا مسه الشر جزوعا وإذا مسه الخير منوعا.